Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Melissa.
Welcome to our weekly podcast on Wednesdays We Drink Wine.
The podcast where we drink wine, listen to your dilemmas, and have a laugh.
Oh, should we have some of our wine?
Go on then.
That's like the best sound ever, isn't it?
Oh, it's just wonderful. That and then like the champagne cork popping is also a great sound.
Cheers!
Cheers, my love.
Mmm. Oh, I love that.
Okay, so guys, this is my choice of wine this evening.
No, I feel like it's always your choice of wine. I'm not a wine drinker,
no,
really, am I?
I did choose this wine based off the bottle, though, if I'm being honest.
It's a very pretty bottle.
Nice.
So, guys, it's... Is it Williams Chase or Chase Williams?
Oh, I don't know.
En Provence.
It's a Provence, and it's a beautiful bottle.
You know, if you've seen this bottle, it's like the pretty... It's usually
drunk already.
It's usually rosé, and it's $14.99. That's quite spenny.
I know.
You're really treating me well.
I know, I am. Only the best for you, lovey.
I actually wanted a red. Melissa wanted a rosé, so we've kind of met
in the middle. Settled in the middle.
For white. Like, oh, white's really underrated as well, don't you find?
I know what you mean, because either it's like summer, everyone goes mad on rosé, and then in the winter, everyone's like, oh, let's have a glass of red. I know what you mean. But then I do feel like when you're out for dinner, I always opt for a glass of white, especially if I know I'm going to be drinking a lot, because I don't want to risk the red wine lips.
The red wine. Oh, Jamie gets the bad. Those chap lips do not bode well.
Does he just never wear lip balm?
No, Melissa. Yes, he wears lip balm. Buckets of it. But it never changes.
It must be like a bit...
It's what you have. Melissa does this thing to the listeners. She licks her lips like a little lizard.
Non-stop.
And I don't know how you don't have the chap lips. Like, that's what Jamie does.
Yeah. So maybe it's just like sort of like eczema. You know how someone has like a bit of eczema. Maybe it's just like...
Whatever it is, it's awful. He exfoliates my own lips when we kiss. I'm like, ow. Sometimes it cuts them. Get away from me.
Oh my god.
Hello guys. So this is actually our first episode.
Yeah.
We're very excited. We've been wanting to do this for quite some time, haven't
we? I know.
We?
Soph came to me, well, you came to me with the idea, didn't you? And you were like, we've got to do it.
We've got to do it, but I'm also like, I'm not, let's be totally honest, I'm not the most proactive. I feel like Melissa, although not to look at, I don't think you think this about you, but you're really hardworking.
Oh, thank you. That's such a nice compliment. I do try my best. We all got to try our best.
Whereas I don't think I am.
I feel like you just, this is like your calling, especially as like you're around.
Oh my God, don't say that.
I mean, you chat all the time, nonstop. And Harry says to me, like, you and Sophie just talk about nothing, but you're always talking.
Yeah.
Like, it's so true.
Don't tell them that we're going to talk about, we're not going to just talk about nothing.
Nothing,
we promise.
No.
It's going to
be very valuable information coming from these podcasts.
So we thought, basically, what do we love? We love talking and we love wine. So
yeah,
we thought we'd combine them together.
I love a bit of girl chat.
We love a bit of girl chat. I love listening to girl chats. Basically, we're going to have a gossip. We're going to try and answer some of your guys' dilemmas.
Yeah, help out.
Think of ourselves as agony aunts.
Exactly.
Sister Sophie and Sister Melissa. And hopefully you guys enjoy it and keep sending us in your dilemmas and we can really help you out. Become life coaches.
And it's also just quite nice just listening to two girls chat. Like having us two girls having to chat to you guys is always just quite a nice...
Yeah, we're basically just having an excuse to drink wine, really.
Having a nice chat and drinking wine.
Yeah, we're going to also mix up and have a different wine every week. So any recommendations on wine, bring them in, hit us up.
We are welcome to any suggestions. We're not huge wine connoisseurs. As I said, I mean, I basically stick to rosé in summer, the same Pinot Noir in the winter.
Yeah, what Pinot Noir do you drink?
It's this one that we have from my little general store downstairs. Harry buys it every time.
I love Pinot Noir.
It's just such a smooth drinking wine.
And also it's quite light. You don't feel that like heavy, sluggish. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
And also, you can have it cold, so you can actually have it in the summer.
Oh, yes. Yes, you've told me this before about you don't actually have to have wine, red wine that's warm. It can be cold.
So I'll explain it to you guys. So basically, back in the day, obviously everyone's like, oh, red wine, got to have it room temperature. But actually, and obviously white wine and rosé, keep it in the fridge, have it cool. But actually, when they discovered this, or when whoever the wine...
Person, inventor.
Yeah, the wine inventor who just came up with this great fact back in the day, they didn't actually have general heating. So their room temperature was a lot cooler than what our room temperature was. In fact, it was probably, you know...
Much colder.
Yeah, cool. And they would have been kept in the wine cellar, so it would have been actually like fridge temperature. So we should actually be having our red wine cool. Tastes nicer.
Yeah, I prefer it. Crisper. Sometimes when it's too warm, I'm like, oh, it's not. It's
gravy.
Feel right. Yeah.
It feels like a roast dinner going down your throat.
Warm bath water. Eesh, no, I don't like
it. Get away from me.
We obviously don't take what we're saying as gospel. We are not experts. This is just our opinion.
We might be after this day.
Oh, well, I'm sure, actually. We should probably go on a wine tasting course, to be honest.
Great, it's
geese. Clue ourselves up a bit more.
But also for any listeners who don't know Melissa and I, we have been friends for what, 4 years now?
No, it's a bit less.
Is it?
A bit
feels
less.
Like a lifetime, honey.
I think in January next year it would have been 4 years. So it's been like 3 and a half.
God, you really
the only reason I know is because when Harry and I met, it was like November, so that'll be our 4 years. And I met you in January because I started filming then.
Here she is with her facts.
Oh my God, I have the best memory, guys. Long time.
I have a really good memory as well.
Do you? Don't remember the date we met though, honey. It's like a little anniversary in my mind.
I remember it was January. How did that come to me? But Melissa and I met on a show called Made in Chelsea, reality show. And we hit it off from day one, didn't we?
We did. We bonded from the moment we met. I went home and I was like, Harry, I found my soulmate. I'm meeting Chelsea.
Yeah. I actually think I slid into your DMs.
You did. Yeah. And you asked me if I was going to an event day and you were really kind. And I remember being like, oh, Harry, Sophie's asking me if I'm going on what I'm wearing.
Yeah, an event day is actually just like an event. It's like going to a party. And I basically said, Melissa, what are you wearing?
Yeah, you were really kind. You reached out. That was really sweet, actually.
I thought, do you know what? I quite like her. She's very sweet. Didn't really have any other friends.
I didn't have a choice.
Didn't have a choice. I was backed into a corner. No, I thought, we're going to get on well.
Oh, God.
And then we sort of hit it off from then.
Yeah.
Been through ups and downs.
We've been through a lot of ups and downs together.
Been through holidays.
We have. I think that's also why our friendship has been so good, because we've been through everything any friendship could possibly ever go through.
Yeah, like, we really have. We've seen it all.
We have.
And we've come out stronger.
Yeah! And we're doing a podcast!
We just thought that we would chat to you guys and read your dilemmas. I feel like we should read a dilemma.
Yeah, we actually had quite a few of you send in some, so thank you so much.
Yeah.
Very
well, actually, to start, this is just really off topic. This isn't really in the order, but did you have any dilemmas this week? Like any small things that you were like, shit, that really should have happened? I feel like we should maybe do a weekly dilemma. Quite like that.
What, that we've had?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. If I have anything, it's like something really pathetic. Like, what am I going to have for dinner? Or what am I going to do next weekend? But there's just not much choice at the moment. So, like...
Yeah, mine are quite dull.
That is literally all my dilemma is. My relationship right now is very good, but you could say very boring because there's just no drama.
Are you having sex? Because I'm not. I'm just really off topic and super creepy. We are not.
It has died down over the years. Naturally,
no, it's lockdown.
Lockdown, and then I was going to say lockdown is added to that as well. And I'm like, I'm not going to initiate it. I'm the girl. I'm like, you should be coming
on. I almost think it might be a bit awkward now. Like, I'm almost a bit nervous. I think I might have to...
I know what you mean.
Like, it's almost a bit... It feels a bit weird. Like, if you were... Like the other night, I thought, oh God, are we going to have sex? I honestly thought that.
Do I need to give myself a shave or a wax?
Yeah. And I honestly thought, oh my God, I had like a bit of fear. Like, God, is this going to be awkward? Oh my God,
you had that. That's quite nice. That sort of, I know what you mean. Like when it goes on, and I get the same, but then you get back in the groove and then it goes away again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once you've not had that vibe or that, you know, the intimacy with somebody for a while, it then sort of just stays dormant for a while.
Yeah, it really has.
And I feel like it's up to us girls in the relationship to spice it back up again, which is really not fair. I'm like, you should be doing this. I'm a hot piece.
Yeah, you tell him, honey.
I'm serious. The boys should be doing all that.
I so agree. My friend always says this, my friend Chrissy. I mean, she'll probably get angry. I'm saying, she's like, why didn't you just like... I actually asked her. I was like, she was like, linger, like, kiss for longer. I was like, oh my God, I can't. It is so out of my nature.
Same.
I mean, as you listen to this more, you're going to realise what I'm like. We're both pretty prude.
We're quite prude.
Is it prudish?
Yeah, prudish. I don't think we're so bad to the point where we can't talk about sex with friends.
No, I don't mind that.
But I'm just not an overly, I guess, we're not overly sexual human beings. We're just not.
I'm not really one to, like, if you heard me dirty talking, I think...
Oh, no, it would just never
happen. It would just never happen. It'd be wrong. Like, people would...
It would be wrong.
It would be wrong from the get-go.
I'm like, so with you.
I'd make the boyfriend uncomfortable. I'd say something really weird. So, I don't know.
I'm with you. It's a tricky one. But I feel like, you know, we've got some dates now of when things are going to start opening up.
We're going to plan it on the night we go to our first restaurant.
Things start to just automatically feel different and more romantic when you go out for dinner and you have wine. And then there's that like excitement of getting ready for a date again. Whereas we just don't have that right now. I think it's normal, guys. If any of you are going through this, do not worry. Because me and Soph know what you're going through.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like 2 years in. I'm like, is this what happens when you're 2 years in?
Sorry. I thought you meant 2 years in without having
sex. Oh, God. No. If you're 2 years in without sex, I'm really sorry. Write us in because that's a bloody dilemma in itself.
You've got to just cut that off.
Yeah. You've got to question what's going on down there. Sorry, it's all right. Anyway.
Oh my God. Anyway, we digress.
That's my dilemma. My dilemma is I'm not having
sex. Well, I mean, you know what? That's my dilemma.
I love it. I'm like, phew, another week gone.
Leave me alone.
I'm like, yes. Another week made it. No, I'm joking. I'm awful. But there's nothing worse than being pestered with, like, you know.
No, there isn't. I agree. We have old boyfriends. That's something else we forget.
I'm 33. I'm not sure he's, like, grey-haired. If this is what he's like now, what's he going to be like when we've got kids?
Fully slow down.
I'll be literally like, yeah. Yeehaw, as in like yes, not like yeehaw.
Oh golly, what are we going to rabbit?
Yeah. I'm really digressing. Anyway, okay. So we've chosen two dilemmas.
I'm excited about these.
They're both anonymous. Okay, ready? So my boyfriend used to see this girl. Should we not say names? So for the sake of ease, should we give the girl and the boy a name?
Totally.
For every podcast, so the girl is going to be called Jenny.
Yeah, well, I like Jenny. Yeah,
and boy,
like Jenny.
John?
John.
Jenny and John. Right, this is going to be a reoccurring thing.
Okay.
So my boyfriend used to see this girl, Jenny, before me. Then I came into the picture and I know it for a fact she resented me that I won the boy who she apparently saw a future with. But I was like, who cares about her? I won't see her anyway. Fast forward to now and Jenny is going out with my best guy mate and I don't know how to act around her. She's sickly sweet to everyone and is always nice to my face. Like, it's clearly so fake and I'm not really into that. I think there's some jealousy, competitiveness between us, but how do you recommend I act? I hate being around her because the thought of her and my boyfriend makes me feel horrible, but I need to accept she'll be in my life now. Woof.
Oh my God.
She must be rotting.
That is like the ultimate like worst scenario. Like you stole the boy from her and now she's stolen your best guy, mate. And it's like you have to be around her all the time. Because
what if she's just like really doing some master plan to get back the boyfriend?
I almost feel like there was probably a part of her that really enjoyed winning over this boy because she was like, you know what, that's a great sort of F you.
What do you mean, winning over the best friend?
So, yeah. So she was probably like, it's just a bonus. And there was probably a part of her that was almost, I don't know. But like maybe she was a part of her that was doing it just for that reason.
Yeah, part of me thinks that she was like, so fixated. Oh God, why are we so dark? Like, this is not speaking from my experience.
I also just know that girls can be so calculated. Like, yeah, we just have seen it. So, like, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a part of her that was...
So what I would think, personally, and I've been through this, we've all been through this, we've all had crazy ex-girlfriends, we really have. Have I been one?
We've all had crazy ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, like you know, the
oh my God, yeah, we both have. We both had this. Mega, yeah.
And like when they just really resent you and you're just like, okay, leave us be now. And I do think they can go to some, except like,
You've actually had this almost exact scenario.
What do you mean? With who?
Where you've gone out with someone that was like, you basically stole the boy from somebody. She then got so resentful.
I did not steal the boy, but I've had an ex-girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah, that then went after your ex.
No, she didn't go after him. Did she get with a bit? No, she just became friends with him.
Okay, but still, like, it's just like, that was so like, there was so a plan there.
I do think that, why was she even hanging out with your best friend, like your best guy friend? Like, it's obviously to get back at you. We're not very good at acting, so we're like stirring the pot. Okay, we're like, go on.
If I was you in this scenario, because you're not going to have a choice here. You can't go to your guy friend and be like, look, she's a psycho. I think this, this, and this, which is obviously not what you're thinking. That's what we're thinking. But you're just going to have to just, I almost think, hold your tongue, be okay with her. Let her carry on being fake and making an over.
Yeah, the nicer
overcompensating you are. For like this situation, which she obviously is, by trying to be so nice all the time. I can't stand people like that.
I know what you mean when people are sickly sweet. Yeah. It really gets under my skin, especially when you know that they obviously, it's natural that if you are going out with her ex-boyfriend, she would feel weird about you, like you feel weird about her. But obviously the fact she's being so sickly sweet is obviously a bit unauthentic. Are we really negative for saying this?
No, I don't think so.
We're just real.
And unless, you know, if you've got a serious commitment to this guy friend and you're going to be friends with him, you're going to either have to sort of confront her and just have a chat with her about it and be like, look, girl to girl, this is what I'm feeling. I know there's like a vibe in the air. There's an animosity.
Oh God, no, I wouldn't do that.
No, neither would I. But some people just it gets so bad where they have to have the conversation. And when you're drunk, maybe just be like, look, I know it was a bit awkward at first, but I actually really like you. Whatever.
Give her some of this chase wine. It's getting us swimmingly. Like, so opening a can of worms. No, but I do think that if you have any opportunity where you have had a drink, I mean, not too many where you like literally wake up with beer fit the next morning, but maybe it's that sort of environment is what I mean. Don't make it awkward and text and be like, let's have a chat.
Definitely not. Definitely.
I would probably then just be like, look, this is a bit weird. Like, obviously we went on it, but like wiping the skate clean, you're going out with Brian or whatever he's called.
Yeah.
John. And I'm obviously going out with your ex. It is a bit awkward, but let's make the most of it. You're really sweet and I'm sure that we can make this work.
And you know what? You just have to also be like, I want whoever this boy is that she's now going out with, John. I just want John to be happy. You clearly make that happen. I think you're a really sweet girl.
Yeah, say that.
Play on that vibe. I think that's what I do.
Yeah, just be like, I love him. And I think that you obviously make him happy and that makes me love
you. Yeah.
What can she do with that then? Nothing.
You know, and then as long as she's actually being sweet and nice, you don't want her being nasty.
That is the other way of looking at it, where you actually just think, do you know what? Maybe it is just a weird scenario and she actually...
It's handling it really, really well.
Yeah, she's sweet. Actually just thinking, God, this girl must feel really uncomfortable around me, i.e. you. Mm. I'm going to be over nice to make her feel really uncomfortable. But obviously you're like, that's making me feel a bit weird. Are we rambling or do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, hope you guys do.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
But do you know what I mean? She might actually, you might have to start looking at things in not such a cynical way.
Cynical
not,
way.
Yeah, but I do.
Doesn't alter him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I feel like girls do this, and that's because we know that us girls, we do it to other girls almost.
Yeah.
So
we're,
it's like, I totally get it.
Twisted yeah, characters.
Oh, we're from Venus or wherever they say we're from.
Oh, boys are from Mars.
I know. That's a little bonkers.
Yeah. I think that's your best move. Absolutely. Be kind, be friendly, speak about it. Maybe put you know, the ball in your court and, like, be the one to bring it up first
yeah.
and, like, really play it down and just be like, look, it's fine. I'm chilled. So are you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you've speak about it. Crush the elephant in the room, as they would
say.
And
then you've been the bigger person and you've moved on from it and whatever.
Yeah. Right. Second one?
Second
one. This girl's beautiful. I'm not going to mention who she is. Anyway. Not a biggie, but my boyfriend of 7 months won't post anything to do with me on social media.
Oof,
I'm a total secret. He says he just forgets to tag me. It was my birthday, I think. He didn't even post anything then. Am I overreacting? Is he hiding me? What's your opinion, please?
Oh. Off the bat, I'm going to say no. Something fishy's going on.
Oh my God, would I like to look through his phone? Not that I'm psycho or anything. But wow, that... To me,
yeah. What are your initial reactions?
Right,
to that?
My initial gut feeling is that's not right. He should be proud of you. Yes, fine. If he's not somebody who's posts on social media
at all,
but have you brought it up to him? That's a problem. If you've not flagged it, which she obviously says she has, because she says that he's saying he forgets to tag her.
Yeah.
Then it's an issue. If you've not brought it up, maybe he doesn't even know how Instagram works. But if you've addressed it with him and he's still not doing it,
there's something going on below the surface for sure.
Why would you not just do it, even if you don't care about it, just to make your girlfriend happy, to reassure her?
Yeah, he should be proud of you.
Yeah, like, I just said you're really beautiful.
He should be showing you off. Like, I don't understand why guys do this.
Tell me your view.
I totally agree. Yeah. I think it's fully outrageous. I would, you know, for the first couple of months, fair enough, because it's new, but seven months, you're knocking on almost a year now, and I think that he should be super proud. Like, I've been quite, I guess, lucky in the respect that I feel like, and same with Jamie, like, they're both very, like, open and proud of, like, the fact that, like, we're with them. But I have friends that just, boyfriends don't post about them. And I'm like, God, like, what is the reason? Like, I think that there's always something odd going on beneath the surface. So if I was you, I would need to have a chat with him. I'd just be like, you know what? What is going on here? Because you clearly do know how to work social media.
Mm.
And you're sharing your life. So why wouldn't you share me? I'm a part of your life now,
yeah,
you know? I share you.
Life.
That's what people do. Especially if it's like on purpose, like nothing.
Yeah, there's
fair
no
enough,
trace.
Like a little bit here and there, absolutely nothing. That's like, are you trying to appear like you're single? I don't know. These questions would just run through my head.
Yeah, I totally get that. And also, bless her, she was like, it's not a biggie at all. I can't
you're
think
very
that
chill
is.
Girl.
Yeah, you're also, don't put it down and don't let him, I can imagine that. A boy, I'm mm-hmm. sorry to stereotype, but I can't imagine a boy being like, oh my God, you're crazy. It doesn't matter about social media. Mm. Yeah, it actually does because girls are insecure. And, but it is boys, you know, it is just kind of the way, and I'm not, again,
it's
I don't
the way
mean
the
to.
The world works these days.
I don't even mean to generalize things. It is just like a thing girls do have insecurities. I'm speaking from my own personal thing. Like, I find, you know, another thing boys like in girls' photos. I've had this with Jamie. He's like, what's the issue? Loads of my girlfriends have it. They're like, he's like, what's the issue? I'm like,
It's liking a picture. I know. And then
I'm like, no, because that girl will be like, oh, he's like my
photo. And then that girl's like, oh, I kind of feel sorry for the girlfriend because he's kind of disrespecting her. And then it's sort of like, it spirals from there. And obviously liking photos is another thing. And if, like, he
but
knows them, and, like, I like boys' photos as well, but to me, it literally is.
Yeah, but Jamie wouldn't give a flying monkey if I liked, and
neither
I liked
would,
loads.
Neither would Harry, but
yeah.
It's like,
but if he does it,
other, it's slightly
how
different.
No.
And it's also, like, how often the light's happening.
But why is it different, and why do boys do
it's
that?
Interesting topic, that one. I think because,
I think we should go into it.
Unfortunately, they have dicks. And that is...
And I think
the problem.
Yeah. They're just arseholes. We Hate Boys.
Should we change the name to this podcast as We Hate Boys?
Oh my God.
No, but it is just a thing. There are, yes, I applaud girls who are literally, I couldn't care, but the reality is, and I am a massive girls girl. All my closest friends are same. Girls. And the reality is, I'm not alone in thinking, I know all of my friends would be firstly upset if their boy wasn't posting them on social media. Secondly, if they were liking girls' photos, whether it be whatever, and they think it's so innocent, that is just the way it
is. Unless you're obviously friends with these people, it's different if there's like, obviously they're making beelines for random girls on Instagram.
But the reality is that there are so many beautiful random girls on Instagram that it's so easy for them to just find. Go double tap. And in their mind, they're like, I'm not doing anything wrong, you crazy, crazy girlfriend. And we're like, because you don't want to appear crazy.
You know what? I almost think that Harry is so aware of the fact that I may be crazy, so he just doesn't do it. He almost has a thing in his head being like, oh, actually, that may...
What's the point?
Yeah, I don't know.
Rattle that cage with you in it.
He's always just like...
Unleash the dragon.
The inner psycho will come out. He hasn't actually seen that fully yet.
Oh.
Because what? As the years
are going on for like 4 years.
As the years go on, I get worse and worse and I feel myself getting... We were really digressing here.
Yeah, I know, but I quite like it.
I find myself letting more of my like true self come out, which is obviously like a bit more...
Wait, what?
And I don't know, maybe it's because of lockdown.
Yeah,
and
lockdown.
I'm like,
Jamie's
oh God,
like...
it's bringing this beast out of me. But I'm like, I feel... And he's like, no, you're fine. And I'm like, oh no, I apologise all the time.
No, I'm exactly the same.
And I go back into... I sort of like, I don't know, I have a go and then I go into the gym and I'm like, God, I was such a bitch because he's always so nice back. And I'm like, awful human. And so like, I feel like as time goes on with people, you definitely do like become... I guess it's like your boundaries get a bit blurred, especially in this time. And you don't know where to
I'm
stop.
Blaming it all on lockdown, but same. God forbid that we like are actually just that serious. He's realised like that I'm an absolute nutcase. It's like... Honestly, he's like, Jamie said to me the other day, I was like, oh, okay, sorry, we'll try and, we obviously had a fight. And he went, I think you just need to get anger management therapy.
No.
No, don't take it seriously.
No, I feel bad for him.
That's what she said. By the way, to the listeners, I'm not like coming at him with a bottle of, like a bottle to crack over his head. Like,
oh my God.
He irritates me.
It's just words, guys, obviously.
Is it like scratching of a blade? We're really digressing, but I quite enjoy it.
Oh my God.
But do you know what I mean? I'm going to blame it on podcasts. We'll come to... Podcast?
On podcast. I'm blaming it on podcast.
No, I'm going to blame it on lockdown. Totally. And we'll come back to this
topic. I do feel like it's definitely needed to be covered.
Yeah, I do too. But coming back to social media, I think it is a really, really tricky thing between girls and boys. I think that girls have different morals. I think that we're more sensitive. I do think we are.
Also, I'm sorry, but boys aren't stupid. If this boy knows what he's doing with social media, he knows that that's the thing that people do. I have people...
Yeah, I'm not giving
him any
excuse.
My girlfriends have boyfriends that hate social media, that never post on it, but their only posts are of them and their girlfriends. So I
right.
actually don't think that this is okay. And I think that you need to...
I think call him out on it.
Yeah, totally.
Just be like, look, what's the reason? And if he stutters, be like, well, if you don't know how to use social media, what do you use it for? Like, who are you liking?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who do you follow?
It's
question
about,
that motherfucker.
Exactly. It's about sharing your life, honey. And if he's sharing his life, but he's like... very obviously excluding you from it. I don't think that's right. Definitely not.
I also just think that personally, regardless of whether he, I know I've already said this, but regardless of whether he like knows how to use it or what, if you have said to him,
yeah,
it makes me upset or like I feel insecure about it, whether he agrees with it or not, you do it because
you just
that is
your girlfriend happy.
Yeah.
Totally agree with you.
So I don't think you're over-exaggerating at all. I think it's so valid. And I'd be really upset if on my birthday, Jamie didn't post anything. I'd actually be like, has your phone broken?
I would be so upset. So upset.
It's almost sad that we've come to this with social media, but it is just the way the world is.
But it's just the way the world is. And if he's posting anyway, then why wouldn't he post you? If he's posting himself and his friends, that's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it does sort of... make you think, is he trying to come across single?
That's like, red flags are happening for me right now.
What else is he using it for? Mm-hmm. I do know exactly what you mean. God, I wish we could just read more diaries.
I know. I love these. These are amazing, guys. Also, like, it's so great because we can so relate to these.
But yeah.
I'm like, God, I totally feel you. And we've all had friends that have gone through this. Or we've gone through it ourselves. Like, it's
Yeah, I can really relate to that one. Not speaking from experience, but we do have a friend who's gone through very similar.
We do.
Right. Well, we've spoken about our dilemmas. Shall we listen to our boyfriend question?
Go on then.
So this is something that we're going to do. We're going to have a question from Melissa. We can't break up with them because then the whole podcast structure is going to have to change.
Completely, yeah.
We're going to have a question from Harry and Jamie. Harry is Melissa's boyfriend and Jamie is mine. We're going to have one from either of them each week. We don't know who it's from and we don't know what the question is.
Ultimately, they're moaning about us, let's be honest.
Yeah, bring it on. I'm pervis. I don't know what
they're going to do. Oh, so am I. They have nothing to moan about. Okay, right, let's play Harry's. I got him to send me this voice note.
So fresh.
That's Harry.
I love you more than anything, but you are the messiest person I think I've ever known. And I just want to know why are you the messiest person ever?
Why does he hurts my heart? Okay. You've got to explain why he calls you Prash Baz, because else everyone's gonna be like, what the hell?
This is actually quite relevant because we have our dog with us right now, one my family dog. So a while ago, my family pooch, this is way prior lockdown. Prior COVID, she was staying with Harry and I for a couple of weeks, and we had to go to filming for the day, and we were like, right, we need the pooch to stay with somebody. So Harry's friend looked after her, and my mum messaged us like, make sure that he takes really good care of her, she is precious. And we just, I don't know why, it just was so funny to us that my mum had said that about Bobby, which is our dog. And we started saying it to one another and her when she was staying with us as like a joke, and then it just shortened to Presh, and it's just stuck ever since. And now actually all of our friends call us both Presh as well.
Yeah, I call Melissa Presh. Actually, not only and everyone in the work.
You keep calling everyone Presh, and I'm like, it's
no,
just
I didn't. I did that for a space. Melissa, honestly, I called like Emily, my friend, Presh, or like somebody, you know, Presh, and she was like, why are you calling? Precious, just mine and Harry's thing.
Yeah, like, but you can't then go using that nickname on everybody you know.
Anyway. So basically, she's Presh for everyone.
So I'm Presh and Harry's Presh.
And you're very messy.
Okay, so I've been at boarding school a lot of my childhood life from the age of like 10 till boarding
10,
school.
10, tiny, tiny 10.
10, 11, yeah.
Being
loved it. It was my choice, totally. My parents live close, I could have been day people, but I was never messy. Like, I was always quite normal, like slightly on the side of being tidy. No one ever complained about me. I've lived with people my whole life. But sometimes when you're, I think it's being a girl, when you're getting changed,
yeah,
or you're taking an Instagram photo, like if you're in this industry, you try on a lot of outfits and then just stuff ends up on the floor. It doesn't get tidied up straight away because who lives like that? Only Harry, obviously. So yeah. Busy, tidy. And then like today, for example, like he
tidied
the clothes
is
on
he?
The bed. Like, thanks for leaving this here for me, Fresh.
Oh my God, does he tidy up for you though? That's the question.
No, he would never tidy up my clothes. The only thing he will tidy up is like if I've cooked, he does the tidying. And I'm
that's so fair. Jamie does
but
that.
But sometimes I will make myself something and not for him, and I leave it out on the side and he'll do it anyway. And I don't know if it's like a default thing, as like, I know he's gonna clear it up now, which is really
oh,
awful.
Oh God, you're like Jamie to me.
So is Jamie the messy one?
No, Jamie thinks I am, which is so
irritating.
Oh my God,
irritating. I'm so happy because I'm like, I'm not that messy. I know girls that are so messy.
I'm so clean. Like, I really am the cleanest person ever. Like, I wipe the sides, everything's spotless, but yeah. Messy.
Messy's
yeah, I am
different. Yeah, same. I'm clean.
But it's organised mess. Like, I won't leave it out for the whole day. Like, before dinner, it's all tidied away. Does that make sense? Like,
okay,
I'd never have, like...
way cleaner than me.
Oh, no, I'm quite good. Like, I'd never have dinner with... I've got stuff on the table right now, and I would never have dinner with that on the table.
Right.
But Jamie comes in, takes his trousers off, sits in his boxers, socks over his head.
Wait, let's rewind for a second.
Yeah, he comes in, gets naked every day.
What, he takes his trousers off to sit on the sofa?
Yes, that...
Why?
I don't know.
I've sat on that sofa. Yeah.
He has so many gross habits. Welcome
but
to...
But what's the point in taking off your trousers?
I don't know, because he likes to sit naked. Not naked, he's in his boxers. I don't know, Melissa, it's disgusting. Like,
you know what? It doesn't even surprise me because Jamie's so that human being. Just
he's right.
I mean, I'm going to have a logic behind it, though. Like, trousers are so comfortable.
No,
like
he was in his tracksuit. Sat on the I come down in the morning, like, because obviously when we go to bed, I'm like quite tired. I'm like, oh, I'll tackle it in the morning. Come down in the morning, it's like a trail of his clothes around the house. I'm like, why?
Okay, but he still has a go at you for being messy. Interesting.
Yeah. Never. I don't think he knows how to make. Does Harry make the bed? Because making a bed. Yeah.
If I get up first, he'll just make it.
Jamie making a bed is like, it's so funny. Like, he'll put the pillows like back to front. Like, it looks like a.
Oh my god! No, stop. That's like my dad. Not a clue.
Not a clue.
Not a clue. Harry's quite actually domesticated. He's quite good.
Yeah, Harry's very.
He's
in touch
not bad.
With his feminine side
yeah,
in
he
that
is
way.
Very in touch with his feminine features.
Feminine features.
Yes, like poofing a pillow.
No, but he doesn't know how to poof a pillow.
Well, I always like to do a big karate chop. He doesn't quite do it as well as
me. Oh, I can't do that. You've got to have really nice goose pillows for that.
Yeah, you do. You can't have the old fake foamy.
I don't have those, but I still can't quite work it out. Anyway, I'm getting slightly drunk. This wine, by the way, massive recommendation.
Going down a tree. It's very, let's just talk about the wine for a second, actually. It's very light.
Yeah, it's very light. It's dry.
Very drinkable.
Dry, right? I hate. Sweet wine.
Oh my god, so do I.
So
I'm not actually a fan of some Sauvignon Blancs, fine, but quite a lot whenever anyone's ordered them.
Is that legit?
Oh, Gavi, yeah.
That's
my
favourite.
Nice. That's really
I've only really, I'm going to be totally honest, I don't drink wine at all. I drink Pinot Noir and
you like a good gin and tonic.
I know, like, Slim. I'm more of like a margarita cocktail kind of gal. But Melissa gets so irritated with me. So, like, every time I'm with Melissa, I go into the wines, I'm like, order whatever.
No, this is what Sophie does, okay? So we'll be at dinner, and she'll be like, can I have a glass of Prosecco, please? And I'm like, okay, right. And then if we're with other people, me and the other person will order a bottle of wine and we'll drink. And then Sophie then orders, can I have another glass of Prosecco, please? And this goes on for like the two-hour dinner, by which point she's ordered glass by glass
over about two bottles of Prosecco.
2 hours. I'm like, you have honestly just spent so much money when you might as well just have a bottle with yourself.
And then I'm like, should we split the bill?
At one point, I was like, you need to get a bottle. Now, do you remember? And I
mean, yeah, she was like, get a bottle. I was like, all for myself. Because we sound like real... We're really not alcoholics, I promise.
Oh, my God. It's because you're so, like, confident at the beginning of the meal that you're not going to drink that much. So you're like, let's do it by the glass. And it just never ends that way. So it just doesn't.
It really doesn't, does it? Okay. Well, look, here I am. I'm going to come out of this.
Well done.
Being able to drink wine.
Yes.
Next week, can we have a Gabby to Gabby?
Oh, my God. I'm going to leave. Next week is up to you. You buy the wine.
I feel like that's really expensive.
Well, you know, I treated you, honey.
Yeah, you did. All right. Anyway, guys, thank you so, so much. This has been so much fun.
This has been so great. I can't wait to do this every week.
I can't either. Please remember to send us your dilemmas, problems,
yes,
to our Instagram. It's called Wednesdays We Drink Wine. Subscribe and comment if you like our podcast, and we will be back drinking wine with you next Wednesday.
Perfect. I cannot wait.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.